21 minutes now to 8 o'clock, and we have more in a story we started talking about yesterday in regards to affordable rental housing and the fact that it's getting very hard to come by in our city. So on yesterday's show, we told you that more tenants are seeing rent increases that are higher than the provincial guidelines. And as a result, they're being priced out of their homes. Now, this is a particular problem we've learned in the West Broadway neighborhood. In just 3 years, almost 900 apartment units saw their rent go up by an average of 15%. Molly McCracken is the executive director of the West Broadway Development Corporation. She's joined us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Marcy.
So paint a bit of a picture for us about what's been happening with housing in West Broadway.
Well, West Broadway is a beautiful neighborhood of 5,000 people, and about 85% of those live in apartment buildings. And we have seen a lot of above guideline rent increases. That stat you read was from 2005 to 2008. And in fact, from 1999 till 2005, thanks to a study by the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives and Jim Silver, we know also 500 units received above rent guideline increases of 10%. So since 99, that's about 1,400 units. That's half of the units in West Broadway have received above rent guideline increases. So the neighborhood has seen people moving out who can't afford those new rents, and that's of grave concern to us. We actually wrote a letter to Minister Salinger, the minister responsible for the Residential Tenancies Branch, and Minister McIntosh, the minister responsible for housing, to raise these concerns with them, and met with them to talk about what could be done to address the rising rents. We're a non-profit development corporation. We're a Neighbors Alive initiative. So we're funded partially by the province and the city. We're a small nonprofit. So the rising rents is a bit out of our control. It's really the private market that's driving these rising rents.
What response did you get from those meetings?
Well, they were interested in, and they're also concerned. The Manitoba government has done quite a lot to address affordable housing in terms of new capital expenditures and rehabilitation money. However, we're experiencing a housing crisis in Canada and West Broadway because we have so many units of housing that are apartment buildings. It's very concentrated in our neighborhood.
Why is this happening, this change in West Broadway? What's going on in the neighborhood?
Well, West Broadway is a shoulder neighborhood. So if you talk to an urban planner, they'll say, well, it's close to Wolseley, it's close to Osborne Village, it's close to downtown. It was undervalued in the 90s because it experienced quite a significant decline. It's got an older housing stock. So there was actually a study, another study done by Ian Skelton at the University of Manitoba that said that there was a public investment of housing because private landlords weren't doing it back in the 90s, which brought the neighborhood up to a certain level. And then the private landlords came in. It was cheaper to buy the housing there. They bought it. Banks started lending to them more. Previously, banks weren't lending to them because they found it too risky. And then it created this, what some people have called gentrification. Now, I want to talk about gentrification a little bit because it's used a lot in the context of West Broadway.
It's used a lot in the context of a lot of neighborhoods in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
And it's all about walking the line between revitalizing a neighborhood, because there's some good things that have been happening,
right,
and driving out low-income residents.
Right. So gentrification is two things. It's increased capital investment in housing, which in and of itself is not a bad thing. People deserve to have a good, healthy place to live that's kept in good repair, that's suitable and adequate for their needs. The problem with it is when a lower income group is displaced and a higher income group moves in. So what we've seen is that landlords buying buildings, everybody has to leave because they've gotten an exemption to the rent control, and then renovating them and attracting a new clientele to that building, and then displacing people to other parts of Winnipeg, such as the North End, as a lot of people who used to live in West Broadway are living there, which further concentrates low-income people in one
I just want to move us from what's happening,
yeah,
so we don't run out of time, to how to solve this.
Right. So the suggestions that we have, there's a thing called rent supplements. Core housing need is you shouldn't pay more than 30% of your gross income on housing. So if you are paying more than that, what the government does have a program right now where you pay your 30%, and then whatever the difference between that and what the market rent is called a rent supplement. We asked the ministers to please increase the amount of rent supplements. In fact, I was in Vancouver. They have ads. Do you want a rent supplement? Are you paying more than your, than you can afford for rent? Please come and apply for this. So we really need to get proactive and do outreach with people so that they're aware of this. What we suggested to the ministers was, if there's a building that's going to have rising rents, can we go and do outreach and go door to door and say, you know, you think you're going to be displaced? Well, can
you
we
can stay if you
yeah,
use
you can
this.
Stay if you get a rent supplement.
So
but are they increasing
in
the budget line for rent supplements? We're not sure. The other thing is the residential rehabilitation. Residential Rehabilitation Assistance Program, the RAP program, which is a capital grant program for landlords. It's $1.4 million per year for Winnipeg, but if a landlord gets this money, then they can't increase their rents above the guidelines for a certain period of time, up to 15 years. So that controls the rent in certain buildings, which is really good. The other thing we need is more rent geared to income units. West Broadway Developments were the development of the Greenheart Housing Co-op, which is a 24-unit housing co-op. It's one of the first multi-unit apartment buildings built in the inner city in the past 20 years. We have lots more space. We have empty parking lots in downtown. We could build a lot more Greenhearts if we just had the capital to do it. And I also think we need to maintain rent controls. They maintain a stable environment for landlords and tenants. And in fact, if you build a new housing unit, new housing development, they're exempt from rent controls for 20 years. So I didn't buy the gentleman who was on yesterday talking about how rent controls are discouraging new housing development. In fact, Ontario brought back in rent controls because they're finding that the rents were skyrocketing out of control. Ontario.
But just lastly, are they doing what they need to do to protect tenants in Winnipeg, given that we're still having all these problems? Like, what are rent controls really doing if we're having all these issues?
Well, I think that that's a question for the minister responsible for the Residential Tenancies Act. I mean, the department is just administering the act, and we need more programs such as rent supplements to buffer the effects of the rising rents for people who can't afford it.
Interesting thoughts this morning. Lots there. Molly, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
That's Molly McCracken, the Executive Director of the West Broadway Development Corporation. And lots of email we've had on this. You can keep writing to us if you have new thoughts after hearing what Molly has to say about West Broadway. Radio 893 at cbc.ca.